Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. We back, y'all. It's been a while. I've been busy. Here with Dion and Chris. What the fuck are we talking about today?
We are talking very minimal.
Of course he can't get no pussy.
Very minimal election news. Nothing controversial. Promise. Talk a little bit about that. And then we're also talking about
the cabin.
The cabin. That's what we spent most of the time on.
Yeah, he's all concerned about his American sweetheart. We're talking about his American sweetheart who they say I was rude to.
You were mean
say
to I my love. Being... You're mean to her.
Yeah, somebody you could never fucking meet.
I love the Big Bang Theory.
You should have. None of y'all got any pussy. Watching a couple boy out.
It inspired nerds like me everywhere, Miss Pat. You were rude to her.
I don't give a fuck. Who watch a TV show where niggas can't get no pussy? We back after this break.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and don't repeat it.
Do you see all the famous people coming out in support of Trump lately?
Yeezy and Weezy?
Brett Favre and Lil Wayne? Bobby Orr?
Bobby Orr, Chuck Norris, an extra from a Christian movie in 1987.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
And then Kirstie Alley was like, I've just got to say it, I'm voting for Trump.
So who the fuck give a fuck about Kirstie Alley? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, like literally bitch, nobody was asking.
You fat motherfucker. Ain't nobody going. You can't play nobody grandmama because you made your face younger than your age. And you still don't look good. You still too old for Hollywood.
She made her face younger than her ass.
Yeah. And she's still too old for Hollywood. You don't go somewhere with that bullshit, Kirstie Alley. I mean, but I understand. And this ain't going to be no Trump episode either. But I understand why people go out for Trump rich. I mean, who the fuck? Look. Trump, you can have Lil Wayne. That seizure-driven motherfucker, before he can do a speech for you, he probably roll across the motherfucking stage. You can have that seizure-driven motherfucker. That nigga had 900 seizures in 1 year. I don't about to give a fuck about no Lil Wayne. That nigga ain't had a hit since I last had a period. What the fuck do that tell you? Neither one of us ain't hot no more. Fuck is you talking about? Kirstie Alley, Lil Wayne, Brent Favre didn't shock me. He rich. The tax work for rich people. Hell, I ain't rich, but I should be thinking about voting for him. I'ma wait for the good Republican to come along. The one who can complete a full fucking sentence. The one who motherfucking stomach ain't hanging over his dick and make him look like he got three pussies down there.
You just hear her admit she's voting for a Republican next time?
Maybe. Maybe. If he's a good Republican, but not that crazy motherfucker we've been
in. I don't
think
there are any good Republicans left.
So this is going to air on Election Day.
Good.
So have you both voted?
No, I'm voting on Election Day.
So you're voting this
time. I voted last week. And, Jumba voted today. And so I read an article, right, where they said Walmart took all the ammunition out of Walmart because he fought crazy. So I tell Jumba today, I said, nigga, look, you going to go ahead and vote. I said, but I'm going to need you to put all them pistols in the car. I said, and don't just load them, motherfucker. Put all the pistols in the car. And he loaded up all the pistols, and we went up there and vote. It was in peace, but I was ready. I was ready. Was
there? I voted in peace, but I was ready.
I voted in peace. I'm so glad you caught that. I did not catch that at all. I voted in peace.
That's what you said.
I voted in peace, but I came ready.
I came ready. I don't know what gonna jump out. Then I've been seeing all this shit on the internet. These motherfuckers riding up and down the street with their flags and shit. I don't give a fuck you bought that flag. But what you ain't gonna do is tap on my wonder and tell me who the fuck to vote for a fuck boy.
Did you see that big fight they had? It was in the middle of the street between all those handicapped people.
No.
She said, my son is autism. I'm like, bitch, why do you have your son out here fighting this grown ass man?
And he charged him like a bull.
And that poor kid don't even know why he voted. And then mom out there with drawers on, and she said, she my side with her high school drawers on.
She looked like she had on Pampers, Chris.
No, she had on a thong. It was so far up her ass, it had done popped.
You have to send the video to
somebody posted it in the group
to our video crew, and they'll put it. Check out the YouTube channel. We're
y'all
doing video.
Calm
again.
The fuck down. You know, I just told my whole family. I said, look, on election night, I don't know what gonna jump off. Yeah, we just bring all our guns. We be in this mother, all of us out of each wonder, looking like Denzel Washington world and motherfucking Training Day. That we gonna look at the basement wonder. You don't see nothing but the ground. We ready for a nigga. We ready for a groundhog over here.
It's like I Am Legend, but they're the only family left on the block. They're just hiding deep.
We gonna shoot ants, roaches, spiders, crickets.
Republicans, Democrats.
I'ma say like yam, spam, damn. We gonna shoot everything. Y'all motherfucker ain't killing none. You crazy son of a bitch.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
And then we gonna Republicans, Democrats, the Republican, Democrat, squirrel, pussy, hussy, tussy. We shooting anything that flaps.
Anything that flaps. It's gonna be fine. Yeah. It's gonna
Did
be.
You vote fine. Already?
I'm going on election day.
Don't vote, nigga. That little shitty ass vote you doing.
If I see one more of you motherfuckers
post
tea party. You in the tea party?
Yeah, your tea party rocking ass Brooks wearing shoes ass nigga. Don't vote. Don't nobody need your shit ass. You should only go in there and cast one vote, and that's for the Libertarian governor because he want weed to be legal.
You hear the voter suppression that is happening on the other end of this couch, do you?
I do.
They don't goddamn vote.
She just
suppression.
Turned into a Republican. She's trying to steal my ballot.
Yeah, I'm on with your shit ass ballot. Ain't gonna win. You might be writing Kanye West. You got a better chance. That motherfucker who a Jocelyn Baker on your motherfucker.
Jocelyn.
Who?
I don't know. It's Jocelyn Baker.
It's a much funnier name. It's Joe Jorgensen.
Whatever, the motherfucker.
Jocelyn Baker. Is that Anita Baker's sister?
I don't know. Who the fuck you vote for? Don't nobody never heard that nigga. I know the governor for Libertarian want weed to be legal.
Mr. Rainwater.
Next door, he vote Libertarian, but Republican and everything else. So when Jumbo went to go vote, I said, Jumbo, how did you vote? He said, I said, nigga, I forgot to tell you vote for Rainwater. He gonna let you smoke that wacky back in front of the church.
He's pulling it 15 to 20%.
Jumbo said, can I go back in there and erase my shit? Too late, nigga.
I've been thinking about voting for him.
Just he is going to get almost 20% of the vote, almost even with the Democrat in a statewide three-way race. Like, it's going to be huge. The other guy is, I think his name's Ricky. It's not
Myers.
Is it Ricky?
Woody Myers.
Ricky Stenhouse down in Arkansas running against Cotton. He's going to probably do really, really well, too. So there's a couple.
Cotton Republican?
Cotton is a Republican. He's a big Trump guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. The worst he senator. Should beat the shit out of him. Did you see the Georgia debates?
No.
Oh, my. Oh,
I heard about
that motherfucker ass awesome. So bad. He said, I'm going to help Trump. I ain't fucking with y'all no more. He just quit.
Sonny Perdue got whooped so bad by Ossoff, the Democrat. The Democrat lit him up so bad that he just literally said, I'm not doing the next debate.
He quit.
Are you serious?
He would have got on Trump
need to go
campaign.
Watch
yeah.
He whooped that nigga ass. When I tell you, you ever seen he dog walked that nigga. The magic, all he could do is stare in the star like, is this shit over? He was waiting on ding-a-ling-a-ling.
He was waiting on ding-a-ling.
He was waiting on
ding-a-ling.
Wait, what?
He was waiting on tapping battery.
Tapping his
foot under the stall. Hey,
ding-a-ling-a-ling. I'm in the ding-a-ling, man. I'm losing.
You know how you getting your ass whooped so bad and you a boxer, you just say, it's a bell going to ring. Nigga, where the bell at? Ding-a-ling, just start hitting.
Birds, Tweety birds around his head.
He dog walked that motherfucker. He said, I ain't debating you no more. He said he couldn't. I can't even tell you what the man said. He was like that girl who went out to the Senate and roast everybody at that police.
The black girl in Kansas City.
Oh, Dion sent that to me.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say nothing about your bitch ass because you just suck.
Because I've been dragging you for 2 years. I watched it 5 times. It's so good. Every single.
That's why they don't let black people speak. And all I heard was, ma'am, your time is up. Your time is up. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Every single city meeting should end with a roast like this. It was so good.
I'm not asking y'all for anything because y'all can't won't be both my savior and my oppressor. I don't want reform. I want to turn this building into luxury, low-cost housing. These will make some really nice apartments to me. Firstly, stop using black children as photo opportunities because they're cute now, but in 10 years, they're black male suspect in red shirt and khaki shorts. Eating cookies and drinking milk with children does not absolve you of your complicity in their oppression and denigration, Rick Smith.
Damn.
Because Kansas City will spend more on police than education and then try to encourage children to feast with their oppressors. Y'all are really weird. It's asinine to be called radical or homegrown terrorist for not wanting government employees to kill citizens in any instance. So I'm not here begging anything of soulless white folks and self-preserving black folks. You get one life, and you all in this room have chosen profits over people, and that's pathetic. So I'm going to spend the next 2 minutes reading y'all for a filth, something I'm sure nobody has ever done. Nathan, the gentleman in the vomit-colored men's warehouse suit, in desperate need of Bosley and a haircut, a former FBI agent who exudes white privilege and is the epitome of mediocrity, and who loves Trump so much that he hired his former attorney general at his firm. And it's so sweet because he spent most of this meeting looking away with his head in his hands. Or Mark, excuse me, Pastor Mark of Victorious Life Church on 34th and Paseo, where the mission is to provide a place and opportunity to worship Jesus Christ and preach a message of hope and faith through God's holy word in the building. Meanwhile, he's subjecting black people to terrorism and un-Christ-like behavior at the hands of KCPD outside the building. Dang. And Kathy, Miss, I'll get here before the other commission members, so I look as if I have empathy. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say. Meanwhile, I didn't have anything else to do at 8 o'clock in the morning but be rich and white and retired, so I'm here early. Okay. Or Don, owner of Wagner Investments, Blue Notes LLC, and part owner of the Royals, another rich and white and disconnected and out of touch person with nothing but pure apathy seeping through the bulging veins of your paper-colored skin. You age like trash when you're racist and subject others to violence. And David, you don't get a vote, but it'd be a shame if your really progressive students at UMKC Block School of Management knew you were a cop lover in 2020. I don't think they would be a huge fan of that in 2020. In 1960, maybe, but this is 2020. And Q, had I not spent the entirety of the last 6 months dragging you, I would have more.
We can stop whenever you'd like.
And Rick, I won't even begin with you because I don't care enough about you.
Ma'am, your time
to
is
start,
up.
But you will have to spend overtime in a chapel at the end of your life.
Now,
you have
ma'am,
blood on
you don't roasted everybody in here, and we appreciate your thoughts and values, but we're not turning this into no luxury apartments that you wouldn't be able to afford anyway.
I'll leave you soulless. Oh, it's so great.
When I tell you...
He said a nigga scanned the color of paper.
She was mean.
That wasn't his fault.
She was mean. She said, your vomit color suit. I was like, what color is that?
Literally, and somebody must have made a face because right at the very end, she goes, very mature. It was really great.
She was not playing. Baby, she had tied down that wig that night because that thing was flat on top, and she came to slay.
I felt like Kaylee Kuko. Right
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we got to talk about the cabin.
Oh, God. Yeah, we back.
I want to peek behind the curtain, because Dion, the cabin was filmed the weekend we went to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be honest with my friend, Miss Pat. You were in a horrible fucking mood that weekend. You were in a bad mood. You were yelling at me the whole time. Was everything okay? Because
I don't know.
You.
I was fine.
Because you were?
Yeah. You should date outside your race and you'll know how we act.
You told America's sweetheart that no one watched her show.
Who the fuck said she was a sweetheart?
See, there you go again.
I mean, did you fuck her?
No, I'm teasing.
Well, how the fuck was she America's sweetheart? Nigga, I'm America's sweetheart. I got shot. I survived. What the fuck is you talking about? You don't get no sweeter than a bitch who been drugged through the dirt.
There's nothing sweet about missing the boy.
I used to be sweet, nigga, before these niggas came along and bust my grapes.
The niggas was busting their grapes. What does that even mean?
Rape, molestation, shot before these niggas put these bruises on me. That was sweet.
Something's wrong with this peach.
It's abused, niggas. They sell me at Walmart. Good bitches go to Myers.
That's my favorite joke of yours. Every time I go to Walmart, all this fruit looks like it's been in a domestic violence incident.
It do.
It was like watching it, the cabin, there's just no, like, it was the best episode. It was so good. But when you were sitting there and you literally say right to her face, who the fuck is watching that show? My jaw hit the floor and I went, what? It was really like, I loved it because it was so uncomfortable, but it's what everybody's thinking. It was nobody's probably ever said that to her.
You know, ain't nobody never said it. And I didn't realize I said it till they played it back.
Really?
We was there drinking whiskey. I tried it. It wasn't no good. And you know, I don't know. What are you laughing at?
Just how much you hated that whole experience.
It wasn't really that I hated it. It was like,
it just wasn't your thing.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know who she was, and nobody told me to act. Right. They told me to be myself. So I was being myself. When she was, I knew who Joel was from the soap. I said, that's the soap guy, right? And then she was like, what about me? And I'm thinking, what about you, white bitch? Do you sell Girl Scout cookies? I don't fucking know you. And then he was like, the biggest show in the world. So I'm like, well, what, the bitch was on American Idol? That's what I'm thinking to myself. And then he said, Big Bang Theory. And I was like, who the fuck black watch that shit?
Right.
Nobody watches that, I know. I literally, after I did that, I called a godmama. She's like, it was funny, but that bitch hubby been cheating on her, so she don't be watching it. She had to watch shit like that, boring ass life. But, I mean, and then I got so many hate messages. You're jealous. I said, how am I jealous of a bitch I don't know? Why am I jealous of a bitch who eat kale? I'm all right. Kelly Cusso been divorced 3 times. I don't have anything against her. Right. I don't know Kelly Cusso. I don't hate Kelly Cusso. I don't know shit about her. He put us together. It worked out fine to me. I thought she left liking me. She didn't make one call. First of all, when I Googled Kelly Cusso after this came out, I didn't realize the bitch was so rich.
You're not even saying her name.
So, why the fuck is Kelly Cusso worried about a poor bitch like me and Pat? The bitch worth $50 million. I think I got a network
of... Is it Kelsey or Chelsea?
Kelsey
Carter?
I don't know what the fuck her name is. Kaylee? Clinton? I don't know what the fuck her name is. But everybody like, yeah, so mean. You is disgusting. And I'm fighting back. I said, your mama is disgusting for keeping you, fuck boy. I said, get off my page, abortion.
You can't keep calling people abortion.
Yes, I can. You come fucking with me. I said, I don't give a fuck how much you don't like me, white bitch. Don't tag me in it because I can read slow. And I read this shit slow and it was mean. And so, bitch, I'm going to hit back. So I type up some shit and I ask you to correct the deal and I woe them niggas out all weekend.
The reaction to it, I mean... Access Hollywood was called. I Googled your name, and it was just news article after news article. Barstool posted about it. That's when I knew it was going to go viral. Like, did you expect it to be as much of a deal as it was?
No, I didn't expect. That's why. No, and I got sick when I was supposed to do it. Hollywood Access Hollywood. I got really sick when I came back from Chicago. But no, I didn't expect that because nobody else was getting called from other people. And then people's like, I can't believe you said it. Well, why the fuck you can't believe? You know what the fuck I say. I say what the fuck I don't hold. I am too fat to be holding in the truth.
What?
I'm too fat. That shit.
There's just not room in there. It's like
lies don't go with cholesterol and diabetes.
I can make room for food, but the truth's gotta go.
That's so goddamn stupid.
You said it.
She said, I can get these electrolytes in here, but the truth, bitch. That shit give me gas.
Yeah. I'm too fat to be holding in the truth. I can't do that shit.
That's going to be my favorite mishap.
I have a high caloric intake and a high tolerance for no bullshit.
I have no tolerance for no bullshit. I wasn't trying to be mean to her. We was on TV. And then I try to tell people, like, everybody's like, you were calling the bold lady a bitch. The lady was laughing. Do you know we do cut and then go back to this shit, yeah, right, people? That lady was laughing her ass off. You look at her, she was in, and I said, look.
Nigga, that bowl scene is one of the funniest scenes in TV in the past. Thank you. 15,
you in the
KKK?
It was out ad lib. It was out. You know what?
Nigga, when you say that, romaine lettuce.
I watched it 3 times. That and... Is she cooking bacon?
What was so crazy is he didn't tell us what we was doing. And he just put me in a room and he brought me out. And then they said, put on there. I was, what the fuck I'm putting on there? And mine didn't fit. And when he came out looking like a straight Klansman, all of it was ab-lib. I said, if you motherfuckers, what? I ab-libbed that whole motherfucking episode. And it was fucking funny. What I didn't know is I was cursing as much as I was cursing. I would curse because he made me walk up a hill. Then, you know, it was just something about him showing me his dick early on that day. That thing was so little. I'm telling you, that thing, whew, it fucked my soul up.
What you said is the rest of your dick on layaway. I had to pause.
You would think with all the money Bert has, he would have got the rest of his dick.
Where's the rest of your dick? Is it on layaway?
That line long as fuck, longer than my dick.
I mean, people are like, you're so mean to the white girls. You're racist. I said, no, I was doing TV, you dumb bitch. And that shit was funny as fuck. I said, show me an episode that was just as funnier than mine and stop hating. Stop fucking hating.
It was very obvious, and maybe I'm biased because I know you, but like it was very obvious that everybody was having fun with you. She didn't seem to be having that much fun at all, let alone with you. And she kind of had that like scared attitude that I had when I started on the podcast. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I've never been in this situation. Nobody's ever talked to me this way. And her butthole was a little puckered.
Her butthole probably was puckered. I wasn't trying to see it. I ain't give a fuck about her butthole. Shit, that nigga had just thrown me in a whole lake of water with my good wig. I was madder than a motherfucker. Well, you got me out there floating like motherfucking Free Willy.
Have you ever seen anything more dramatic than Miss Patton knee-deep water?
I had no idea that.
Just stand up.
I realized that after I slipped out the motherfucking thing.
You look like the last Cocoa Puff in the bowl.
That nigga said I look like the last Cocoa Puff in the bowl. Man.
He's just standing over you going, Miss Pat, just stand up. And you're like,
That nigga really lost the keys?
Yeah, he did lose the keys. That's how small his dick was. Couldn't he hold on to the keys?
Oh, your joke with when Ryan Seacrest goes, I could pick you up. Or something like, you're not that big. Let me get on your back. And he went, oh, man.
He said, that's the fuzz I can go. I've really never watched myself do anything.
Oh, God.
But when it first dropped, boy, I put it on like 2 o'clock in the morning, my hub. I was screaming. I was hollering. He looking at me like, why you talking to that girl like that? I said, fuck off, that's funny. He's like, they gonna be mad you talking to her like that. I said, what's special about that bitch? He said, you don't know who that is? I said, I don't know.
What offended me was that they had been talking about that, and they had been talking about you, like, I told you she didn't know who you were. Like, I thought that was, you know, it's like, Miss, what's the, it was,
a lot of people just didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know. And I don't know. He did good with matching me up with somebody that I didn't know.
Yeah,
I did not know that girl. I ain't never in my... And you know what's so crazy? So we rode back on the bus together, right? And she tells me that she was John Ritter's daughter on his show that he died on. And I said, bitch, that was you. Yeah. And she said, yeah, I was a daughter. I said, I ain't never noticed you. I watched that show strictly for John Ritter. I ain't see them kids.
I watched it strictly for her. I had the biggest crush on her, and then you were mean to my childhood crush, and then it was terrible.
Yeah, your first crush was a Cabbage Patch Kid, so it don't matter.
I thought it was a garbage pail.
You know, after Chicago, the Cabbage Patch thing.
Yeah.
So, oh, we got to talk about that.
We'll talk about next episode. No, it was truly awesome. It was hilarious. You were great.
You haven't spoken to anybody from the show since then, or no?
Bert called me and was like, "Dale, when your episode out?" Really? And he said, "Everybody just keep asking." His wife called me. Said, "Everybody asks for you and my daddy. That's all they keep saying. Bring Miss Pat back. Bring Miss Pat back and your daddy back for the second episode, for the second season. If you get, well, I ain't going back on. Don't leave me the fuck alone. I ain't diving in the water. I ain't cussing out no more white bitches. Cause I'm tired of these white folk in my body. You're pathetic." I said, "Let me tell you something. You small dick creature. Get the fuck. You hot dog dick carrying ass white boy. I was killing them motherfucker. I had already wrote down like 20 jokes for white bitches and white men." White bitches and white niggas. Bring it on, motherfucker. I was fine back too. Come on, you want some? I'm ready, fuck boy. I'm ready. I'm always ready for you, motherfucker. Motherfucker gonna tell me day tomorrow. How dare you post? You see the post I put up about the they said strong women. I'm always fucking with them
on Instagram or
on Instagram. Yeah, I put up this post and boy, I ran them white boys out. They talking that bullshit. I be glad when election is over. When you fun, I said I'm not hired help, fuck boy. I'm not get the fuck off my page with that bullshit because I'm always on 10 ready for you, mother. I'm ready to fight. It says thank you for being and in the new justice, not you.
With Coney
such
Barrett.
Great feminist icon, which I thought was fucking hilarious. And boy, they went in on me. I went in on their asses too. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about y'all trying to go in on me. Y'all don't hurt my motherfucking feelings because I be ready. Here's one. Let me see where he at. I told that motherfucker a new asshole. he say left kind of. So I don't know what the fuck he mean by that. Hillary Clinton, come on, Miss Pat. I say fake ass Melania, whatever her name is. I be cussing these motherfuckers out on Twitter. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone. I be posting shit because I thought the meme was funny. And then it's like, none of these women are icons. Fuck you, okay? Then somebody say, well, why none on Republican? I don't know them bitches. I don't know them scary ass bitches. Send me one that you think is an icon and did something good. I post that bitch who ain't forced to vote for the white man like everybody else. Send me one who stand up on their own like AOC. Not now one of them bitches. Now one of them bitches on that side. They get their balls chopped off.
What's the one from Maine who backed
Susan right? Collins. Yeah.
Oh, she tried to stand up. They said, bitch, we'll put some water on your motherfucking dry ass nigga afro. She always look like she got nappy hair to me. That bitch got that mod haircut.
You say mod? From like the Simpsons?
No, them dads mod.
Rhoda. No,
them dads mod. The TV show Mod.
Dim Das Mod?
Mod. M-A-U-L-D. Mod.
Mauled?
You motherfucker.
Like a bear?
No, nigga.
Dion, help.
What TV show? I thought you were talking about Flanders' Wife.
No, the TV show Mod, right? From the 70s.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I never
seen that one. Dim Das Mod.
But what's that part?
That's a theme song.
I was with you till Dim Das Mod.
How her theme song go? And then there's Mod.
Then there's Mod. Okay.
Fuck is y'all laughing?
I had no idea what either one of y'all motherfuckers was talking about.
Fucking theme song.
It is so funny. I get so many DMs from people from the South, and they go, "You really need to spend some time in the South because you don't understand what the fuck we're talking about."
You don't know the theme song for Mod? M-A-U-L-D-E, ain't it?
No, M-A-U-D-E.
M-A-U-D-E?
I watched this show.
Yeah, it was like on Nick at Night.
Mod theme song, nigga. Hold on.
Got a commercial. It was like one of those shows like, you know.
Man, this is a Norman Lear show.
Yeah. Yeah. Was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world
Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up. The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
And then there's Maude. And then there's Maude. And then there's Maude. And then there's Maude. How the fuck you never heard of Maude?
Big Bang Theory didn't have an intro like that.
Damn sure didn't.
Not at all.
Nah, Maude was talking about something. She the first bitch on TV to talk about having an abortion. In the 70s, nigga, when they didn't even talk about that shit, when they were, you literally some spooky nigga in the alley had to jug you in the pussy to kill the baby. That's how abortion was done back in the day. Fuck it, y'all laughing at?
All the souls of dead babies just washed over me as she said jug in the pussy.
And later on, our president started grabbing them. I mean, think about it. I mean, Maude talked about real shit. That was a Norman Lear show. That was a good fucking show.
I never heard that before.
Yeah. Maude, yeah. You gotta go watch. It was funny. It had Esther Rolle on it. And they spent off good times from that. Because Esther's husband made her quit and said she ain't gonna be working for no white folk. And took the bitch straight to the project with no job. That's a nigga for you. That's a nigga for you. Made her a housewife in the ghetto. At least you could have washed mud dishes, you know, and had something to do, some extra change. They just straight struggled 30 years on TV. All because your husband didn't want you to wash the white folk motherfucking dish. Sometimes you can't be listening to these niggas. See, that you stayed over there, Esther Rowe, wash that white bitch dish. Y'all could have lower income and been stacking that money to buy you a house. Never had a chance to buy you a house. All because this nigga want you to be a house Negro. Wife. Struggling, straight struggling. Oatmeal, all day with oatmeal. All good time. See, you could have stayed at Mud House and stole some chicken when the bitch wasn't looking. Some steaks. You know, when white people ain't looking, you steal. Ain't that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, it's easy for you to steal. You're a ginger. They're never going to accuse you with a plaid shirt and Brooks shoes on. Yeah, so. How much time we got?
We're about done.
Oh, shit. I'll talk about it on next episode then. I got a crick in my neck. Man, I can't. I'm so sick of sleeping at the house. Man.
I'm so sick of these people.
Man, sleeping with my husband snowing. And this nigga got to have a bed twisted a certain way. And my fucking back hurt. My neck. I feel like somebody had me. You know how somebody try to fold you backwards?
What? Like sexually or...
Chris, ain't no sexually. Stop playing with yourself. No sexually. Don't you even let your mind go backwards like that.
I don't play with myself. No one will.
Yeah. Chris, we're going to get you some pussy.
You I love stop. The way she says pussy.
We got it. I'm telling you, you got all this
shit out of
this
me.
Dump, this Jesus shit you working on, it ain't getting you no nuts.
So when you said he twists the bed a certain way, what do you mean?
No, my God, that fucking bed that let up and down. I'm getting rid of that shit. That shit for old people who dying and shit. No hospice-ass bed I got.
You mean you have like one of the automatic beds?
Yeah, I got a sleep number, nigga. I got to get rid of that shit. That's old hospice-ass bed.
For niggas who's dying.
You gotta be lift up so you can breathe and shit. Nigga, I gotta lay down. My motherfucking neck hurt. I feel like a nigga had me in a chokehold for 2 weeks. My neck hurt. I can't. Then when my bed up like that, my titties ain't even. So one of them be sore than the motherfucker. I gotta get the fuck up out of that bed. That's all I'm telling you. That shit hurt. Then you can't have sex because fall in the middle and shit. And then he don't like my side because it's too soft, so he can't get on his knee. Cause he sank in.
Get to the corner of the bed.
There you go.
Nigga, I ain't got them thighs where you hold up on the corner of the bed. My husband just had hand surgery, nigga. And I can't hold up the bottom part of my body. You gotta exercise you think I'm into. Last thing I need my kid to find is me stuck with my legs and my ass all dry. Like, what was you trying to do? Clam up style? No. <Nah. Mm-mm. laughs> That what gonna happen, nigga, if I get on the end of the bed. I ain't got them kind of thighs. I'm heavy. My husband just had hand surgery. He can't hold a goddamn thing.
How is the diet hand?
They fine. I need one of them poles that they give you in the hospital, like when you don't broke your leg and okay. They hold your legs up in the air.
Yeah.
You know them poles, them silver poles?
Oh, like the...
Like when you don't had a car accident, yeah, they got all them pins in your legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I need to buy it for my bed.
That hangs from the ceiling?
Yeah.
So you need a sex swing?
No, nigga.
Isn't that what you just described?
Who the fuck gonna help me get in that swing?
Are we still talking about you fucking or are we talking about sleeping? I'm confused.
We talking about positions. Like, if I put my two legs in the air, then my hub ain't got hurt in hand. Enjoy sex, because you got to figure out some shit when you get old, okay?
Have you ever seen 9 to 5 with the garage door opener in the bedroom? Maybe we can get one of those.
No. You know, you get
be careful putting your legs up high. We don't get a clot.
A clot? No, you might get a lot of gas.
From a dry asshole.
Moist now.
You don't get no clot. You got a certain age where sex don't even matter no more. You don't might want no sex. You want your bill paid. You just want somebody to lay next to your conversation. I don't want no sex. You know, you don't want somebody you can watch TV with. The Falcons lose.
I'm about to kill myself. I ain't trying to be that old.
It's going to get there. There comes a time when your dick ain't going to work, Dion. There comes a time when your dick ain't going to work. There comes a time when you just don't want no sex. You know, technically,
my
I've been
dick
fucking.
Wakes me up every day.
Right. Well.
Yo, go pee, bro.
Yeah, my clitoris tell me to go pee. I get up and go pee.
Yo, who?
Clitorious.
Fuck you, Chris. You gotta translate everything I say. You don't know no clitoris is. You ain't got nothing to suck on. Clitorious. Zero. Close the clitoris you get is your nipples. We're going to stop teasing you. I'm doing a
GoFundMe. Nigga, it's all you.
No one. Hey, there isn't anyone in my life that is more respectful of me than Dion. He is a gentleman. He defends me. He's the greatest friend I've ever had.
I tell you, stand up to him.
Well, Dion got lots of friends that don't get laid, but I ain't.
He's used to poor people like you.
Poor sexual people.
She said you're poor sexual. Yes, nigga.
I need an Elizabeth Warren bailout.
We need to socialize your sex.
Please, Joe Biden.
I am starting a GoFundMe to buy Chris a pussy doll.
Oh, God. There's nothing sadder. Could you imagine?
I am ordering him a bitch from China, and this one say, me so horny. So if y'all want to go in the pat down, and I'm going to get a GoFundMe started. And if I don't raise enough, I'm just going to get the little pocket pussy.
I wonder how much we could raise.
For you, a lot.
You ain't even got to do that. All you got to do is take on some of them girls in your inbox.
It really is funny how it started with, you need a black girl. You need some black pussy. And now it's anything will do. You're so pathetic and gross.
I didn't say you were gross. I ain't seen you
naked.
Your
game is so bad. You ain't, well.
Is you hairy?
Let's Jeffrey Tubin the shit
He's
out of this.
Definitely hairy.
Yeah, I've gotten hairier as I get older.
Jeffrey Tubin the shit
yeah,
out of
Yeah, right.
What is Jeffrey Tubin?
The guy that got
busted.
Me Tubin.
On Zoom.
Zoom. Works for CNN.
Oh, God. What was his problem?
He was horny.
I think he was sexting with somebody else and forgot to turn off one camera and got caught.
Why would you sex with somebody when they could be recording you? And then they put his little dick out there. It was little than Bert Kreischer.
They showed it.
Somebody said they showed. They said it was so fucking little.
I think there was a screenshot. I think that was like a parody video because it got me too. But I don't know if that was him. But it was like a real fat guy in the upper left corner.
I didn't see it. I just heard about it, yeah. Which is crazy.
Well, we gotta.
But we up. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up. I was just about to tell you that, white boy.
Thank you.
Oh, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to go get me a COVID test after this.
As she'd have been talking to us and shit.
Just fucking wait. Four people sitting in the room with you.
I'm just talking shit.
Mike Pence over here.
I'm Trump. I feel like I'm 20.
I never felt better.
You sounded like him.
How shitty has your life been if you, this is the best you've ever felt at 74?
I mean, I'm immune. I'm cured. He literally said the other day, he goes, if I can make it, anybody can make it.
And they go, yeah! Tell 224 million America that. I'm like, how did you make it and your friend Herman Cain didn't make it?
Because they wasn't friends.
Yeah.
They didn't give Herman Cain no good drugs. They gave that nigga oxygen.
They gave that nigga Godfather
pieces. Out of oxygen.
They gave him Godfather pieces. That'd kill anybody.
Nigga was in the hospital for a month.
Yep, eating Godfather pizza. You ever had Godfather pizza?
No.
There was no God in that pizza. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for another great episode. Tuning in to another great episode. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.